JC Jewelers, this is Hannah. How can I help you?
Hey, Hannah, it's Aubrey.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? I couldn't get John on the phone, so I just wanted to let you know that the larger set of I do know, and I did realize I wasn't thinking really that they weren't open today for Jewish holiday reasons, and that's why we are open in New York, and we don't like it normally, but we appreciate it in times like these. However, they aren't
Yes.
there to ship those two diamonds for Monday for you guys and us. So, is
Oh,
it
okay.
okay for Tuesday that they show up and that the other set get
Yes.
there first and then?
I bet that that's, I mean, I bet it's fine. If
Okay.
anything, he'll probably just hold them for her.
Okay, and then if you could just let him
Yeah.
know too, after talking to the owner, he thinks that the plan that John came up with is the best.
What is that? What is his plan? Just out of curiosity,
Kind
Aubrey.
of just throwing that one out there. Man, I've been learning a lot about you guys today. I like this conversation. This is interesting stuff. It's like, give me my tea. Like, give it, spill it, sister. No, the conversation is more like that D color. Yes, she could absolutely afford that ungodful dollar amount. And it's like mind-boggling to her that, oh my God, these right here that she saw at the other jeweler were that much money. And where is this hundreds of thousands of dollars difference in cost coming from, or whatever the difference is? So what we decided to do, instead of offering that, we're going to keep that in the back pocket. If you guys need that as an option, I have it hidden, set aside, and I hope that you guys do sell that one. It's the most money, for
I
God's sake.
know.
However, just to
Yes.
protect the sale, it was really hard for me to go find a match to one of our SIs like she was looking for. It was actually going to cost me more money to find two of them together that matched even than the
Oh.
G-colored SI1s that I am
Interesting.
sending to you. So they're two
Yes,
color grades
love them.
higher, but they're still only
Love
going to
them.
come, yeah, they're coming in at like 224-ish thousand together,
Yeah.
which is way less than where, that's your high-end budget, actually. So the other thing that John was kind of going back and forth with is that I kept saying to him, we're fighting a stone battle here. It's not like you're fighting a stone that you've never seen, John, and so am I. And I do it all the time, but I know how to win in these ways. So what I think we need to start doing is just show her the options. This is somebody that expects to get treated in a certain way. We don't care about what the dollar amount is. I'm paying to get them in your hands. Show her the lower quality set to protect that GSI-1 set, because essentially it is going to be more money, but you're giving her quality and you're disparaging the previous guy with a better quality. And then I sent in HSI-2s that are gorgeous and sparkle
Nice.
way nicer, that are about
Okay.
140, 150,000 for the set. Make more money on those. Don't let him price things. Make a
Right.
lot of money on them bad boys, because they aren't going to look that different. And if she wants to go with HSI-2s versus the other ones, it's a hundred, it's
Yeah.
like there's $100,000 difference between the two sets. Or, I
Oh,
don't know,
yeah,
not
that's
100. It's like a
crazy.
hundred and,
Like
well, no.
75.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah.
Well, to me, that 100 grand is 100 grand in my world. I don't know about you
Yeah.
guys, but that's a lot of college edumacation for me.
That really, yeah, that's a lot.
Or a really nice
That's
down
a
payment
lot.
on retirement place somewhere, or just pay off
Yeah.
mine. That's a lot of money. So, but for her, it's
Yeah.
not. So you got to protect, my owner said, you got to protect that. And John's doing what he should do. Protect your sale as your owner. And also, we're going to protect you guys as your business partner on that larger set, because you still want to give her the best of the best. Who's to say that
Totally.
she's getting this and she, if she has it to swipe a black and do it, yeah. But to my owner's point, I have it to do it, but do I do it? No, not all the time. It's got to make a smart decision, and business owners like making smart decisions once they're played out in front of them. And that's how we ended it. So
Okay. Okay.
I would
Yeah, that
agree
sounds
with
great.
his perspective. Once he said, Aubrey, can I afford it? Yeah, but am I going to do it? How about when Melissa wanted that third horse? Could I afford it? Yeah, but I bought her first horse that she learned on. And I was like, yep, you're right. So got it. I get it. He goes, but if she wanted the, I said, well, this is what I said, but if she wanted the third horse, would you? He goes, oh, okay, this conversation's over. And that's actually how it ended for you.
Oh man, yeah.
But it makes sense, don't you agree? Like, she's just somebody that,
Yeah.
I mean, you know her the very best. You were her nanny, right?
Yeah.
So Is she used to being taken care of? Is she in that?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure.
Totally. Yeah. Ooh, Aubrey, I got to run.
You too. Bye-bye.